My most memorable musical moment was probably the time that I got to shoot B.B. King recording at Capitol Records. I went down there to Capitol Records and went into the Frank Sinatra suite, which is this amazing, huge, plush recording studio room. And Phil Ramone was behind the console, and he's a big producer, and he told me to go in to shoot video. And BB was in the other room laying down a track, and I walked in there, and as I started shooting, he stopped playing, which of course startled me. And he says, "Don't worry." He says, "You can get as close as you want. You can shoot as much video as you need." He's like, "You're not going to bother me. I've been doing this a long time." So he continued to play his guitar, Lucille, and I shot the video. And then when it was done, he asked if I got everything I need, and I said I had. And then he said that he was ordering lunch and asked if I'd like to stick around for lunch, which who wouldn't want to do that? So I did that, and while we were having lunch, I asked him about his guitar, Lucille, if that was the same Lucille he's always played. And he told me the story that when he was young in his career, in Memphis, he had an apartment that caught fire. He ran in after the guitar and barely made it out alive and realized that that was very foolish. And so he said all of his guitars now are, they look the same and they're all called Lucille because nothing's worth your life to lose over a musical instrument. So that was interesting to hear him say that, just face to face, while we were sitting there talking. And then he also told stories about, hanging out with Bill Clinton, who was president at the time, and that kind of stuff. So that was a lot of fun to sit there and have that interaction with someone who's so amazing and see him at work and have, spend a couple hours hanging out, so that was really, really fun, and I love that.